Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Deuteronomy 8:2.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 8:2. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. I imagine we've all endured wilderness seasons where life felt hard and confusing. Times when it seemed we were wandering around aimlessly, indefinitely, without a clear destination in sight. As one day merges into the next, we might begin to feel forgotten and abandoned by God, deposited indefinitely in a barren wasteland. But today's verse assures us those difficult periods need not be fruitless. They can, in fact, strengthen our obedience and deepen our faith and intimacy with Christ. Deuteronomy 8 was written by a man named Moses, the Egyptian prince turned shepherd turned prophet, whom God tasked with leading liberated slaves and molding them into a nation through whom God would reveal himself to the world. But they routinely rebelled against him, saying again and again that it would have been better if he had left them in Egypt, in slavery. Then, shortly before we reach Deuteronomy 8, the Israelite men became sexually involved with the Moabite women who, according to Numbers 25 verses 2 to 3, invited them to sacrifice to their gods. The people ate the sacrificial meal and bowed down before these gods. So Israel, quote, yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor. Shortly after, God appoints a man named Joshua, Moses' mentee, as his successor, and Moses prepared the people to conquer and possess the land God had promised them. Then, in something of a state of the nation address, he reminded the people of their history, including why they had spent the previous 40 years wandering throughout the desert because of their unbelief and refusal to trust in the goodness and power of God. But as today's verse reveals, those long, tiring, and discouraging 4 decades were far from pointless. God used every year, every mile, every step to mold and strengthen their hearts and their faith. With every difficulty they encountered and every unknown turn they took, he demonstrated his faithfulness to lead them in spite of their persistent rebellion. He led them with a cloud by day, simultaneously shielding them from the sun's intense rays, and with a pillar of fire by night, thereby illuminating the path before them. That radiant light blazing above them must have provided great comfort as well, because whenever they lay awake, anxious and fretting about whatever they might encounter ahead, they could gaze up at the vibrant display of God's presence and power and know that they were not alone. For 14,600 sunrises and sunsets, he remained lovingly, protectively present, even when the people gave him every reason to forsake them. Notice also he didn't leave them through the desert to punish them, but instead to humble them, to drive out their pride and destructive self-reliance, and to build within them a life-giving dependence. Today's verse tells us God used this journey to test them and reveal what lingered in the depths of their hearts, not because he wasn't aware. He knows everything about everyone, as Psalm 139 states, when we get up and lie down, what we're going to say before the words have even formed in our minds, and everything we'll do in every moment from now through eternity. God tests us to increase our self-awareness, to show us places where we haven't fully trusted him, areas where we've become deceived, so that he can replace those lies with truth. I once heard a colleague say, squeeze a sponge and what's inside comes out. Meaning, when we feel squeezed by the pressures of life, the lies and doubts to which we might otherwise remain oblivious begin gushing out, driving us in desperation to God, our Savior, who meets our needs and floods our souls with truth and peace. Our needs humble us in that they increase our longing for God and his parental care. And humility is as crucial for our survival as it was for the ancient Israelites, as Moses made clear in the passage that followed. He warned the people not to forget God. Otherwise, when they became prosperous, they would grow proud and determine that their wealth came from their achievements rather than God. And then once they had forgotten him, all he had done for them in the past, and how he sustained them in the present, they would turn to gods made from human hands, which would lead them from the thriving life God promised to spiritual death. The same is true for us. And so may we cherish our time in the wilderness, knowing God will use every moment for our good. And once we have passed through that desert, may we frequently reflect upon all he did during that long, grueling season, so that we never forget that everything we have and everything we are comes from him, our Father. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you so much for your love to bring us to places of increased freedom, to purify our souls, to remind us of our need for you, because it is when we depend fully on you that we come fully alive, that our fears decrease and our faith increases, our peace increases, our joy, which is found only in you and through our connection with you, increases. Thank you for these stories in Scripture, these true historical accounts that remind us of your unchanging nature. You have never and will never abandon your people. Just like you walked beside the Israelites day after day, mile after mile, step after step, you walk beside us as well. Whether we feel your presence or not, Scripture promises you are here. Remind us of your presence when we feel abandoned. Remind us of your heart when we feel discouraged. Remind us of your strength made perfect in our weakness when we're not sure if we can keep going. We know we can because of you. You will not fail us. And Lord, reveal to us those places in our soul that have weakened our faith, that have weakened our dependence upon you, that have increased our self-reliance, that have led to deception. Reveal those places and then replace all of the lies, all of the misconceptions with your truth, your life-giving truth. We love you. We praise you. We choose to follow you in good times, in bad times, in confusing and difficult times. We choose to follow you, and we thank you that you chose us first. And it is in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.